forget about it. I'm admitting I was wrong and I just take what's mine and broken right out the door. Forget about it. I'll split and I'll be gone and you'll have memories you'll find hard to ignore. Cause after all, I see you sometime, maybe when I will recall how you drove me crazy. Forget about it. When forever's over, I won't remember how much I love you. Just wishing I was there to lay you down. Cause after all, I see you sometime, maybe when you will recall how it drove you crazy.
Back here, I've spent a lot of time up in this part of the state. I'm from Champaign, but yeah, the Harmons are from Bethalto, so I was down there all the time, and so glad to be here with all of them and all of you. Thank you so much for having us tonight. We were at this amphitheater, I think, about 3 or 4 years ago, maybe a little bit more now, but thank you, folks. I was just down in Bethalto, well, actually in Alton at the college for the 40th anniversary for the Harmon family show there. Was there anybody over there? This one's on Pete. You know, it's always nice to come to Illinois because everybody's just content. You know, have you noticed that? They keep, no, but why is that funny? But you just see, it's, none of the signs change. Everything's the same. It's like going right back home. Home. Well, because you kind of are home. If you're from Illinois and you end up in Illinois one time, you are actually home. Yes, isn't that weird how that works? So glad to share that bit of information. But we'd love to tell you who some of the folks are up here. And there's some friends up here that I met 30 years ago this past June. and that's because Mike got a cassette of the Cox family singing in Hannibal, Missouri, and he taped two songs, and he goes, Al, you got here that's gonna like this a lot. And so we loved it, and we just played it over and over and over in the van all the time when we went someplace, and then I was hoping someday and that we would play at the same festival, but they're from Louisiana, and you know, we're from up here, and you just don't run into each other at Long John Silver's that often when there's that many states in between you. And so, but we did end up playing in Perrin, Texas, and we all met the first time over there, and it's been a long time ago, and back then I had brown hair, and so did Mike, just saying, this was brown too. And Sydney, he had a perm, so things were real different for him back then. And back then I didn't know that men got perms. I never saw it before, and I thought, wow, look at his hair. Sydney's hair is really curly like a perm, but I know it's not a perm. But it was a perm, folks, because Suzanne has confirmed that for us later, that she actually gave him the perm herself. She had the special Louisiana men's formula. And also, and then also, you know, actually Mike, I think Mike wore cologne, but it was very musky smelling, and I'd never heard, I never smelled, it was the fresh scent of boiled potatoes. That's what that was. But Sydney did smell real different when I saw him walking up. I could say, well, he smells really different than other people have been around. It was very fruity and fresh smelling. And he also wore a lot of jewelry that was spilling out amongst his generous chest hair that he had. So we found them to be very friendly, especially Sydney. So please make welcome Sydney Cox, folks, of the Cox family. Oh, yes. And over here is his sister, who was singing the song on the cassette. And if you follow Bluegrass and you follow the music from Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, you know that Suzanne sings the song, I am weary, let me rest with her family. She's our brand new grandmother in the band. There's not a lot of them, but she is our token grandmother. So she likes to refer to things about herself in the third person. Grandma feels this way, grandma feels this way, grandma doesn't like that over there so much. So please make welcome our grandma. This is Suzanne Cox, everybody.